Don't worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. Thanks for joining us today. We invite you to look with us in the book of Psalms, Psalm 139, beginning at verse 1. Again, Psalm 139, starting at verse 1. I will praise you, O Lord. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. For there's not a word on my tongue, but behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You've hedged me behind and before and laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain it. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall fall on me, even the night shall be light about me. Indeed, the darkness shall not hide from you, but the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to you. For you formed me in my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed, and in your book all were written, the days fashioned for me when as yet there were none of them. How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they would be more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with you. Oh, that you would slay the wicked, O God! Depart from me, therefore, you bloodthirsty man, for they speak against you wickedly. Your enemies take your name in vain. Do I not hate them, O Lord, who hate you? And do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties. And see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Verses 1 through 24, all of Psalm 139. Lord, we thank you, Father, for being our blessed Heavenly Father. Thank you for being El Shaddai, the God who is more than enough. Thank you, Father, for being Jehovah Jireh, our provider, Jehovah Rapha, our healer, and so, so much more. Father, you created each individual human being uniquely and wonderfully. And thank you, Lord, for the wonder of your creation. Thank you for the gift of every single baby that you sent into the world. And thank you, Lord, for the many ministries that work specifically to help preserve the lives of your precious little ones. And thank you, Lord, for the fact that we, your church, have been called to passionately and aggressively do just that. Help us to stand for life in all its forms and to stand up for life for your glory. We thank you and we praise you, Lord. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Again, I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. Let me remind you once again, please take time to go to our website at urbanfamilytalk.com. Again, that's urbanfamilytalk.com, and subscribe. You'll find a number of interesting articles and blogs that will bless and encourage you in your walk with the Lord Jesus Christ, and other items that may again be tools to help you grow in your walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. We do have free mobile apps for your iPhone and Android devices. You can simply go to the App Store and search for Urban Family Talk and find those. We want to encourage you to take these apps with you so you can take Urban with you wherever you might go. Please go on Facebook, if you would, please, and like our pages, Hour of Intercession and Hour of Intercession Live, two different pages. Hope you'll take time to do that. We're grateful to have with us by phone today a representative from the Ministry of Preborn. Of course, as if you've been listening this week, we've been promoting and encouraging you to get involved with supporting the wonderful work that the Ministry of Preborn does. But we're grateful to have as our phone guest today a representative from that ministry, Joyce M. Bartholomew. Joyce, how are you today?
I'm well. How are you today?
Oh, doing well. Doing good. Thank you for joining us today. We appreciate, again, just having had the opportunity to partner with Preborn this week. But in particular, it's great to have you on to share a little bit more with our listeners about the wonderful work that Preborn does. So as we start, if you'll tell our listeners a little bit more about yourself and about the ministry of Preborn, we'd appreciate that.
Sure. Well, I'm their volunteer national spokesperson, so I've never been paid to do anything because I don't want to. I want to volunteer. This is like a calling. I used to be a pregnancy care center counselor a long time ago, and I was always a performer as well, so God just kind of meshed those two things together so that I open for their sponsorship concerts, for their headliners, and do the asks for these ultrasounds that we're asking for people to sponsor, the $28 ultrasounds, which is really the game changer at these pregnancy care centers in changing a woman's mind for choosing life for their baby. And that's basically what we're doing, is spreading the awareness and helping to raise funds for the pro-life ministry, the whole Christian pro-life ministry.
Okay, well, I appreciate you sharing that. If you would, go ahead and tell our listeners, we've been sharing some about the work of Preborn, but would you take time to really open up for our listeners a much bigger picture for them to understand what Preborn does and how you came, you know, how you came to do the kind of, carry out the mission that you have as a ministry?
Sure. We're 10 years old, so the president of the mission, Preborn, has been in the whole pro-life ministry for 20 years, and then he founded Mission Preborn. We used to be called Mission Preborn, but our name is now Preborn as of this year. And this is, so we're only 10 years old, and it's a compassion-based ministry. So we're not political, although we're not opposed to political, but this, we're the compassion arm of the ministry, serving the hundreds of pregnancy care centers that reach out to us basically first through word of mouth. That's how they actually got a hold of us and heard about us. And when you go to www.mpreborn.org, or mpreborn.com, you can see the website, and that's where you can also donate. And what that's what we're basically asking for at this moment is $140, which would provide for 5 free ultrasounds for these women. But what we're doing in these centers is basically asking for people to help us, help these centers, fund free ultrasounds for the girl or the woman who walks in seeking a free pregnancy test and wondering about if they should keep their baby or not. And then we can offer for free an ultrasound. And if it's for free, then they'll almost always take it to have a free ultrasound done, which is what changes their mind 80% of the time, to choose life. Because they hear the baby's heartbeat. And oftentimes, if the baby's bigger, they can actually see the child as well. And they're actually quite stunned almost every time. And emotionally, spiritually connected, it's an incredible moment for them, an undeniable moment.
Well, you know, Joyce, I'm going to ask if you'll take a moment to explain a little bit more about just why the ultrasound is so important in it, because, you know, we're dealing with a world that lies in so many ways, especially to women who are expecting at a difficult time in their lives and tell them it's not a baby, it's a blob of tissue, it's not a child yet. Explain why what an ultrasound really is and why it's so important in the process of helping to encourage that mom to keep her baby.
The ultrasound, or the sonogram as they officially call it, is when they put that device right over the mom's stomach area, the abdominal area, and they can get a picture through ultrasonic waves that show up on a screen of the child moving in actual real time. So you're getting to see right into the stomach, into the uterus of the woman, real time. So if the baby's really small, you may not see much, maybe a little tiny butterfly. You hear the heartbeat going very, very fast, but you'll still see some movement. And it's an actual reality check, because a lot of people do say, oh, it's not alive, or it's just like the size of a jelly belly or a bean, and it's not a person. It doesn't really, doesn't matter. That's what a lot of people will say. But people are changing their minds. This younger generation, because of technology today, they're not saying that anymore. This is like actually the most pro-life generation since Roe v. Wade, this young generation, because of the technology.
Okay. It's powerful to hear. I've had the opportunity to hear of some wonderful stories of instances where just a young woman herself, or maybe she and her boyfriend, maybe, for example, that have come in, and once they see the ultrasound, it's like the light comes on, all of a sudden they realize that really is a baby. And it's so beautiful to see how quickly a heart will change his or her mind and decide, hey, yes, we're going to keep this child, just because by the grace of God they saw that that really is a baby in the womb.
Yes. What is incredible is a lot of times these people, 42% of the time, the woman, the girl, the mother, she doesn't want to have the abortion. Mm-hmm. But the boyfriend is actually forcing her to have one. And even more astounding is 48% of the time, the mother of the child is actually forcing her to have the abortion mm-hmm. for various reasons. So she comes in under great stress, not wanting, but feeling pressure. So there's a lot of emotions, a lot of stress, and it's very difficult to think straight. Mm-hmm. So people, you know, make rash decisions, wrong decisions under that kind of situation. And some of the time these people are very young, too, although they're not always very young. A lot of times they can be women with other children, already married and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So they come in and they're just not able to think. So the ultrasound is really, truly a reality check into, do I really want to do this? Do I really want to go and take this life? It's not just any life. It's my baby's life. Mm-hmm. The reality is, this is my baby. This is where that incredible maternal instinct that God has given the mother, that spiritual connection,
mm-hmm.
that this is my baby. This is what they often say.
Right.
This is my baby. I can't do this. This is my baby. And then there's options for them. There's adoption options. There's postnatal care and help and services free still for them, even when the baby's born. Counseling that continues for them, trying to help them with their lives, trying to make them better. Even Bible studies that you do while they're pregnant, if they're willing. And, you know, just because that's what I did when I was a counselor. I did Bible studies with the girls that were willing. And their boyfriends. And then even when the babies were born, I was still very involved with their lives and mm-hmm. able to see tremendous success stories that just was worth everything, just to see their lives be put back together. And also, especially if someone accepted Jesus Christ.
Praise
that would be
God.
One of the most rewarding things ever mm-hmm. that a person can never forget for the rest of their life.
Amen. Amen. Joyce, would you take time now to pray for our listeners? There just might be someone listening who is really at a crisis point, who may be a young woman that's expecting now, and she's listening and maybe even tearing up, but listening. Would you pray for that individual at this time?
Sure, I'd be happy to. Lord Jesus, I just thank you so much for this opportunity to be able to pray for anybody who's listening over the airwaves, across the miles, wherever they are, that whoever these people are in the country, that if there's a mother and a father or a grandmother who's listening, their hearts would be touched by the Spirit of God and that they would reconsider this choice that they should not and ought not make, that they would value this life, this human life, as their own flesh and blood that has been created in the image of God by God himself, and that they would value this and that they would do whatever it takes to make this right. For two wrongs don't make a right. And Lord, I ask and I pray that you will help these people and you will give them the strength to walk into a pregnancy care center and ask for some help. I pray to God that you will divert these people that are going possibly to a Planned Parenthood center or to an abortion clinic or someplace else where they're considering that, and they will walk into the pregnancy care centers across the country. We have 2,400 centers across the country, and they will walk in there instead. And I pray if anybody's listening here, that they will make that decision to make an appointment to do that or just walk in to a center and have a discussion with somebody and have an ultrasound and have a pregnancy test and speak with a counselor. I ask and I pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Our guest today is Joyce Bartholomew with the Ministry Preborn. Thanks for listening. We'll be back right after this break.
Meet Dan Steiner, president of Preborn.
Jill came into our center about 8 months ago, and she was in a really difficult spot because her husband had, her boyfriend was incarcerated. She didn't have a place to live. She's out on the street. She came into our center, and when she saw her baby on the ultrasound, she says, I've got to find a way to do this. She changed from abortion-minded to wanting to choose life for her baby, and that's where we came in. Coming beside that ultrasound with baby clothes, with housing for her. Her baby just delivered last Wednesday. It's a little boy. He's beautiful. That's the power of ultrasound. That's what your gift of $140 does. Five times, five free ultrasounds for women like Jill. Five babies born. Would you help us today?
80% of abortion-minded mothers choose life when they see an ultrasound of their baby. You can give now at 877-616-2396 or at afr.net.
I had an opportunity to speak at my church recently, and I spoke from Exodus chapter 8, verse 1. In this scripture, Moses is given instruction from God concerning the children of Israel and what he is to say to Pharaoh. I thought it was interesting that God used Moses to deliver the Israelites from Egypt straight into a desert experience. When the Lord gave instruction to Moses, he said, "Tell Pharaoh to let my people go so that they may serve me." Oftentimes when things get hard, we tend to pull away from our relationship with the Lord. Oftentimes when we are in our dry place, we forget that this isn't God's first rodeo. He's gotten us out of or kept us in our dry places before. For the children of Israel, their journey to Canaan was only supposed to be 11 days, but because of their murmuring and complaining, it lasted 40 years. Remember the next time you have your desert experience, how you get in will certainly dictate how you come out. Trust God in the desert place and don't forget to worship. With a heart for the urban family, I'm today's urban woman, Toni Johnson. Connect with us at urbanfamilytalk.com.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, president of Life Issues Institute.
Are you aware many men struggle in the aftermath of abortion? According to research, 8% of men are seriously damaged emotionally. This means nearly 5 million men are walking wounded, with millions more affected to lesser degrees. We have a website to help these hurting fathers. MenAndAbortion.net can refer a man to free peer-to-peer counselors anywhere in the nation. There are videos and books, healing Bible studies, research, and more. Men need to know they're not alone and there's help for them. MenAndAbortion.net is the place for them to begin their journey back to wholeness. Please pray more hurting fathers of aborted babies will reach out and connect with the help they need. Once again, the address is MenAndAbortion.net.
For more information, visit our website at lifeissues.org. And stay informed, more informed than you've ever been.
Oh, yeah! I will bless you, O Lord, because you have been so good. You have been my strength in the time of weakness. There's never been a time I couldn't count on you. So I will bless you, O Lord, in the midst of the people. Come on, somebody! Right here, right now, we come. Give your name the glory. Somebody!
Fred Hammond, the song Keep On Praising. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. Let me remind you, if you're a believer, you're not reading your Bible every day, today is a good day to start that very, very important habit. I like to encourage believers to set a goal to reading at least 3 chapters in the Word every day. Reading God's Word feeds your spirit and empowers you to walk as a more faithful disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. Today is a good day to start that habit of reading 3 chapters a day. It will bless your socks off if you'll take the time to do that. Hope that you'll do it. We're grateful to have as our phone guest today, Joyce M. Bartholomew, who is with the ministry Preborn, and she's sharing with us about more about this wonderful, powerful ministry. And Preborn works with hundreds of Christian pregnancy centers across the U.S., providing life-saving services, including free ultrasounds. And the ultrasound allows the mom to hear the baby's heartbeat and to see the precious life that's inside of her. And as Joyce alluded to, 80% of the moms that see an ultrasound do choose life. So again, your gift of just $28 can help provide one woman seeking an abortion a free ultrasound, and that gives the mom the chance to choose life for her baby. $140 provides five free ultrasound sessions reaching five women with that message. And remember, 100% of your donation does go directly to the pregnancy centers providing these ultrasounds. You can call this number, 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396, or donate online at AFR.net. Again, that's at AFR.net. Now, Joyce, can you tell me, do you have maybe any testimonies or stories that you can share, both having had the chance to serve as a pregnancy clinic director and now as you work with the Ministry of Preborn? Any that come to mind that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Sure, I have several. I'll share one here, and I'll change the names, but this one was in Coatesville, Pennsylvania, and a young woman came to a center there. She wanted an abortion, and she said that she had a son, and she did not think she could take care of another baby. And the father of this baby was not involved with her at that time, nor was he involved with this abortion decision. And she had grown up Christian, but now she was following the Muslim faith since the father was Muslim. And so her father was Muslim, and so the father of this baby was also Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
And so she stated she was very confused because she was growing up Christian. And so when they did the ultrasound, she had that done, it showed her to be 24 weeks along, which is like 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And she was so surprised because she didn't have a clue that she was even that far along in her pregnancy. So that's
mm-hmm.
the first thing. People don't like to say how far along you are. They try to lie to them about how pregnant they really are
mm-hmm.
when they go into these other centers, like Planned Parenthood.
Mm-hmm.
And after she saw her baby on the screen, she said, I could never have an abortion now.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't think I was this far along.
Mm-hmm.
And then they discussed adoption, and she needed to talk to her mother about this. And a week later, she came back. She talked to the client director. She shared the gospel with her. She rededicated her life again to the Lord, and she was seriously considering adoption. And it was because of the ultrasound. That was a decision changer for her.
Praise God.
Yeah, it was just, and she didn't know she was 6 months pregnant.
And, you know, Joyce, that's a powerful story, but a reminder of the fact that, again, the tool of an ultrasound is a wonderful gift from the Lord that he uses through pregnancy clinics to really minister to these women, because, again, there's so many lies out there, and lots of women, again, are told they're not really pregnant, it's not a baby, and when they see for themselves through that ultrasound, again, it changes everything.
Yes, it does. It changes everything. I mean, I can tell you another story.
Okay.
In Whittier, California, there was a woman who was 27 years old. She was stunning and tall and slender, and she could have been, they said, like a model,
mm-hmm.
very tall and skinny, but she was, unfortunately, totally addicted to crystal meth.
Mm-hmm.
And she couldn't at all get away from her addiction. And so she had this she was sharing her sad story, sitting in this chair, and they were praying God help them to help her as they were sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd come from another state to attend rehab in California and was living in a recovery home. And then she was talking about how she could have, you know, was an assistant manager at a resort hotel. But then she became very, very ashamed because she acknowledged she was being fired because she had, everything was just falling apart. The crystal meth, her brother in a motorcycle crash, her family that had given up on her long ago. And now she said, I can't have this baby. You know, I can't even take care of myself. My boyfriend says an abortion would be the best, and that he is not ready to be a father. And so what happened was she then decided, okay, then she requested an ultrasound because she just said, I just want to see if the baby is okay.
Mm-hmm.
So they put the transducer on her abdomen, the apparatus, and the baby was exploring the space actively. He was actually swimming. He or she was swimming.
Uh-huh.
And she was stunned to see something like that moving inside of her.
Mm-hmm.
And they said they could actually see the lovely face of the baby, the
mm-hmm.
outline. And she was speechless, but she's crying and crying and crying and crying.
Mm. That's powerful.
Yes, and they said they saw a complete transformation just at that moment. just at that moment. She said what they said that came, they noticed on her was that she became suddenly, spiritually, thank God, determined. She said that she had a new reason to live.
Mm-hmm.
She was going to get clean. She said everybody in the world had written her off, but not this baby.
Mm-hmm.
And she was going to do this for her baby.
Mm.
And so she said, I'm going to protect this baby. And she said, I haven't felt this kind of anything for anybody in a long time. I'm feeling this love for my baby.
Praise
God. It just fueled her.
Mm-hmm.
It fueled her to get off the drugs and to be the mother that she wanted and needed to be. And it was just an immediate transformation with all her tears. It was just like an incredible moment. It was just an answer to prayer.
You know, Joyce, it's a powerful story and a testimony, but a reminder of the fact that any and every single person listening can get involved in helping to provide the wonderful tool of an ultrasound, and they're so needed because, again, time and time again, it can help people get beyond the lies of the world to see that's a real baby in that mom's womb, in her tummy. That's a real baby right there, and they can see that for themselves. And I've heard of men as well who they too realize, you know, that's a real baby when the boyfriend or the husband's there as well. They too respond in similar ways sometimes too. So any and every listener can get involved again. If you'd like to be a part of helping to provide these, again, remember your gift of $28 provides one woman seeking an abortion a free ultrasound, and that gives the mom the chance to choose life for her baby rather than follow the lies of the world and just tell them, well, it's not a baby anyway. Again, there are too many of those kinds of lies floating around there. Again, that gift, the gift of 28 helps to provide, you know, one free ultrasound. 140 provides five free ultrasound sessions for five different women. So again, any and everybody can get involved then. So any other stories that come to mind that you could share?
Yes, I have some more, absolutely. There was a story of one in, I believe this is Dayton, Ohio, and it was a lady. She had married. She was abortion-minded. She had one son, and she scheduled an appointment for a pregnancy test. And she felt that she her only option was abortion because she had an unstable income, personal health issues. She was losing her scholarship for graduate school with this pregnancy, this child. But then as she decided she would have the ultrasound, tears were forming in her eyes when she heard the heart beating and the arm and leg buds were forming on, it was 6 weeks old, fetus, this 6-week-old baby.
Mm-hmm.
And she and her husband originally had hoped to get pregnant, but then she said it always had been very difficult. But what was incredible was the ultrasound indicated that there were two gestational sacs, meaning they were she was having twins.
Twins.
And she said that it had always been her dream to have twins and that she could never go through with this abortion. So that God knew what was in her heart, and at that moment in time, she was having twins experienced through the ultrasound to reveal that to her.
And, you know, if she hadn't had the ultrasound, she probably, well, wouldn't have seen the babies and wouldn't have known at that point that she was carrying twins either, would she?
Yes, absolutely not. She would never have known. She would have never known. And this was her dream her whole life, and just her whole mind, her whole heart, everything changed because God... Only God knew exactly how to speak to her heart. I mean, it was just incredible to have something like that, to have someone say, this was my dream, to have twins.
Praise
Most people
God.
Don't really
Praise
say
God.
That. You know, it's just incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the ultrasound reveal that to her because she was so bent on having the abortion.
Well, tell me, Joyce, just from your own opinion as a former pregnancy clinic director and one who's now working with a great ministry like Preborn, why would you say, what is it about seeing the ultrasound that really touches people so powerfully? What would you say is the key behind that?
Sure. Well, first, I was never a director. I was a volunteer lay counselor
volunteer.
At a center for many years. Yes, I think Dan Steiner was a director at a center before, the president of Preborn. But for... I would say the key that touches their heart is, I think it's the reality that this is actually life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the argument is always, this is not real, or it's just a tissue.
Right.
And I think education is huge for people.
Right.
Because once you And once you educate them as to, with technology, mm-hmm. as to the truth, the fake news cannot deny that.
That's right. And, you know, of course, I guess part of it, too, is they can see with their own eyes. There's no denying that's a child. That's real life.
Yes.
And the lies, again, basically just kind of just are blown out of the water because, again,
yes.
it's obviously a child in that womb.
Yes, and I want to say there are people, because I've heard the argument from people, well, this child is not living or not old enough to think for themselves. That's a Planned Parenthood would say.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they have no problem aborting until very almost to they're born, even after they're born. Or they'll say the EEGs show brain waves, and they'll say all these things that this is not a child, even though it has tissue. I mean, it looks like a child, but it's not viable as a person yet. So this is their claim.
Mm-hmm.
But as a Christian, I would have to say only God creates a life, and you and I don't have the right to take a life.
That's right. That's right.
And then my argument would be to that. And so the ultrasound is also beyond, for some of those people, it's also an emotional connection too, a spiritual connection that it's not just the tissue aspect, but the fact that God created this child. No, nothing else can.
Mm-hmm.
And this child, you know, it's like, you know, so they're small and fragile, but they will become a human being. And the animals are saved because I'm an animal lover. The trees are saved for people, the planets, and everything else. But when it comes to people, there's no value today because it's a lie of the devil.
That's
a complete lie.
Mm-hmm.
And they place no value on human life, whether you're elderly or disabled or mentally handicapped or whatever they want to say.
Mm-hmm.
They devalue the life of human beings as
That's
disposable.
Right.
And I know people wish to do that. So when the argument I would have to say is you don't have a right to take the life. Only God creates the life, and God can take the life.
That's right. That's right. Father, we thank you for the ministry of preborn and the work that they do to provide free ultrasounds to pregnancy clinics all across the country. Lord, I thank you for every person listening today. And Lord, I pray that you touch every listener. Lord, I pray that every single person listening will decide they're going to make some kind of contribution to help with the wonderful work of saving these precious babies, saving their lives. And Father, I pray that you'd raise up many more individuals, many more churches and leaders in churches and individuals who will passionately take it upon themselves to decide that they're going to get involved, not only by giving to a ministry like Preborn, but help the persons listening to take it upon themselves to find out where their local pregnancy clinic is. Move upon every listener to pray for the work and the wonderful work that ministries do to reach out to these women as they provide these free ultrasounds. And Father, I pray that also that you'd move upon believers to really become better educated, to learn about these truths and not be misled by all the lies out there that come from so many different directions, telling people that these are not babies or telling them that they have the right to do this or that's their opportunity, their privilege. Father, open our eyes as the church to see that we must aggressively stand for life and stand against abortion and aggressively seek to support and come alongside the wonderful work these pregnancy clinics are doing. And Lord, in view of the fact that they do so much evangelism and discipleship and pastoral ministry, help us as the church to really aggressively undergird them with our prayers, undergird them with our finances, and help us to take time to want to come and pray and volunteer our time as well. Thank you for this opportunity, Lord. We love you. We bless you. We praise you. We thank you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Our phone guest is Joyce M. Bartholomew with the ministry Preborn. And Joyce, we're coming up on a break once again. But on the other side of the break, if you have any other maybe testimonies you'd like to share of experiences you've seen or heard of, again, I'd appreciate if you share them, though, because, again, it's so powerful to see what a wonderful difference these ultrasound machines make. You're listening to The Hour of Intercession. We'll be right back.
Coming next week on The Dwelling Place, Pastor Al Pittman continues to walk us through the Bible, line by line and verse by verse, to let God show us just how timeless His truth is. That's next week on The Dwelling Place.
Abraham Hamilton III.
But Abraham, the racism today is equally as bad as it was in the 1860s. Foolishness! Racism is simply an extension of the corrupt sin nature that is inherited from Adam. Oppression, if you will, it goes all the way back to two cats named Cain and Abel.
Listen to Abraham Hamilton III on the Hamilton Quarter, weekdays at 3 o'clock Central on Urban Family Talk.
If God is sovereign and controls everything, how can he tell us we have freedom? Dr. Tony Evans will help us understand why that's not the paradox it seems to be as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
In football, there are sidelines and goal lines. Those are sovereign boundaries. They do not move. You can't negotiate them. You can't make them wider or narrower because they are fixed standards by which the game of football is played. And they're non-negotiable. You step on that line, you're out of bounds, period, because those are the boundaries. But within the boundaries, you are free to call your own play. You can call a bad play and lose yardage. You can call a good play and make yardage. You are free to call a play, but the play has to be within the lines. The sovereign boundaries of football restrict how free you are, without denying your ability to be free. They give you the ability to be free, because you can choose your own play, but restrict how far you can go with that freedom. You step on that line, you're out of bounds. God is sovereign. He's created boundaries, but he's also created freedom. That freedom allows you to do bad or good, to be right or wrong, but he limits how free he lets free go. Because when you step on his line, like when you told your child, one more time. When you step on the line, the whistle blows. So God keeps his sovereignty while allowing freedom.
You can read hundreds of Dr. Evans' best stories in Tony Evans' Book of Illustrations. Check into getting a copy today at tonyevans.org. Then join us next time for 2 Minutes with Tony.
I just wanna be with you.
The music of Forever Jones, the song You Are Welcome. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. Our phone guest today is Joyce M. Bartholomew with the ministry Preborn. And Joyce, in this last segment, I want to ask if you, you know, with your experience having worked with pregnancy clinics as well as working with a great ministry like Preborn now, why would you say it's so important? What would you want to say to listeners about why it's so important for people to go and volunteer at your local pregnancy clinic?
I'd say it's so important because the centers really need the volunteers. The reason we need volunteers is because they don't have the financial support. It's not federally funded. It is completely privately funded by people and organizations. And so when you have volunteers, the person usually feels a calling to come in. And they feel, and their service to the Lord is, they have an attitude of one of serving and helping and reaching out to those who are less fortunate than them, who need them. And actually, people do need them. And we need the people to pray. We need them to go through the training programs, which for the prenatal counseling training. And the more people we have supporting us, it doesn't always just have to be financial, but just vocally supporting when people have this topic of abortion come up and that we disagree with the abortion and what's running out there in the fake news, that's very powerful too, so that we can also direct people. But we do need the manpower as well as the financial help. It's very critical.
Right. And, you know, of course, one of the figures I heard that on average they say that somewhere around 3,000 babies die every day in abortion clinics in our nation. And of course, the pregnancy clinic is a wonderful, wonderful kind of ministry that helps combat that reality and helps save so many babies just because they're there and doing the work of God as being an instrument that God can use. So again, every single listener can pray, can give financially, can volunteer, all kinds of things that we can do, we will do. Let me remind you once again, remember, your gift of just $28 provides one woman seeking an abortion a free ultrasound, giving the mom the chance to choose life for the precious baby inside of her. And $140 provides five free ultrasound sessions, reaching five women with the message of life. And every penny of your donation, whatever you choose to amount you choose to give, again, goes directly to the pregnancy centers that do provide these ultrasounds. Once again, that number is 1-877-616-2396. Again, 1-877-616-2396, or you can go online to donate at AFR.net. Again, that's at AFR.net. Okay, Joyce, do you have any other testimonials or stories that come to mind of just things you've seen or experiences you've had both as a volunteer? Anything that comes to mind that you'd share about, again, how God has used ultrasounds to help?
Yes, I do. I have some more. There was one from Baytown, Texas. And a married woman who had five-year-old twins. I don't know if I have so many in my head, sorry, that I might have shared that one. I think this one is League City, Texas. I'm sorry.
Okay.
This one, I'm going to change. She came in. She was also very abortion-minded. And she said that she was adamant that she was going to do the abortion if she was not already 20 weeks pregnant, which is 5 months. Pregnant, and she already talked very fondly of her three previous abortions, and she did not seem to have any remorse, and she seems just, you know, very removed emotionally. Mm-hmm. So there was no emotion. So, you know, oftentimes you feel like, oh boy, this is going to be very difficult. But when she did set up with an ultrasound appointment, she agreed to do that. They asked that God would show up for her, and she said that she started to, during that time with the people praying, her heart had been softened, and she did some soul searching, and she became confused before she was very emotionally detached and set on the abortion. Mm-hmm. And then when she came in, with all the confusion, God moving her heart, she said that the ultrasound changed her mind. Mm-hmm. That is an act of God, because people, we can't change other people's minds. That has to be done supernaturally. Mm-hmm. And then this was now changing completely her whole idea about abortion, deciding to abort, just her whole thought processes about abortion herself. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, she felt love from the center. A lot of these people say they feel such love and support from their counselors, and the center is so helpful. And they say that this advocate gave her her card and told her to call or email anytime. Like I used to do that too. Mm-hmm. So you can call me anytime. And so they would email privately. And so, you know, this is, although, you know, her story is still active, she's not completely out of the woods, but she was no longer, but they don't think that she will go through with the abortion because she's agreed to be an ultrasound model mm-hmm. for the nurse training, which they're so excited about. But this is incredible because of the ultrasound.
That is neat. You know, I think of this too, Joyce. It's powerful to think that you would tend to want to ask the question, when these women are so abortion-minded, why do they go by pregnancy clinics? And, of course, I would think the best answer is it's just the grace of God that even though they've just, in their mind, they think, well, I've decided to get an abortion. But if that's really true, why go by a pregnancy clinic? And so apparently it seems God is dealing with them, you know. So.
Yes. Hmm. Some of them accidentally walk into a pregnancy crisis center thinking mm-hmm. that they're walking into an abortion center or Planned Parenthood.
Okay.
That is God, and that is God ordained too.
That's right.
Yes. And we also, I'm sorry to say, we do need, if anybody could write a $15,000 check for our ultrasound machines. We have several centers waiting on a wait list at this time. I believe it's somewhere between 6 or 9 ultrasounds on a wait list. Mm. They cost $15,000, refurbished, but in great condition, able to last like 10 years. Mm-hmm. And if anybody feels it on their heart to even donate, something like that would be an incredible help.
Right. So $15,000 will buy one machine. That's what you're saying?
Yes. Okay. And it would last 10 years.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
It would do so many ultrasounds.
And ultrasounds have actually come a long way over the years, whereas it before, again, compared like 10 years ago as compared to the way they are now, you do have sort of 3D ultrasounds now, don't you?
Yes, we do. These aren't 3D. Because still the technology is not as common, and it's very expensive at this point.
Right.
But we're moving there. Mm-hmm. It's going to ultimately, and I pray to God, it all goes 3D.
Right.
Because then it becomes even more real.
Right. But even the ones that aren't necessarily anywhere close to 3D, just the sight of that baby changes everything. It changes the whole perspective of that mom. So,
yes.
Again, every single listener, again, you may not have $15,000 laying around, but if you can just give something to help, again, it will be a seed the Holy Spirit can use to help save the life of maybe one baby or one woman and that baby as well. So whatever you can do towards contributing would be genuinely appreciated then. So, yeah, time is almost gone. Maybe you have one more testimony or story you can share with us before our time is gone, Joyce.
Yes, and I'll abbreviate this story. She was a cleaning lady, and she had a one-night stand, and she was 40s, probably early 40s.
Mm-hmm.
And out of that mistake, she was pregnant, and so came in seeking an abortion. And they asked for her to have an ultrasound, but she said she just couldn't. She was single, one-night stand, this whole situation. She was a cleaning person. She couldn't work anymore for herself. But when she had her ultrasound, she also was having twins. And she didn't know because you can't tell. Once again, this is how you hear the heartbeats. You see this double sax.
Mm-hmm.
And then her daughter offered to take her cleaning jobs for her during her pregnancy so that her mother would not lose her job as that position so she could carry the babies to full term and then proceed.
Praise God.
Her daughter was there in the room as well to see the twins. Because they were crying and saying that this is just a beautiful gift from God to see these twins. No matter, whatever had happened prior, they were not going to take these lives.
That's right. And, you know, Joyce, it's powerful to think that, you know, of course, obviously, twins are beautiful. Individual babies are beautiful. All of God's babies are beautiful. And they're precious gifts from the Lord. And it's so important for us to allow the Spirit of God to open our eyes and our hearts to stop saying and thinking that they're anything but beautiful, precious children God has sent. And it's the church's job to stand up for these precious children for the glory of the Lord and for the building of His kingdom. So any final words before our time comes to an end you'd like to share with our listeners?
Yes, I'd like to say that, you know, I always say, and evil advances when good men do nothing. And I know that people listening here, most of you are are good men and women. And it's just a simple act of doing nothing is how the evil gets pushed. And one reason I feel called to be in here, because I took a year off to pray about my motivation, and I came back with a deeper, more focused calling for this whole ministry, was because I said, I have to fight back.
I
have to stand up. Even with the persecution that comes with it or whatnot, I have to do that because evil advances when good men do nothing. So your simple opposition is just very gentle and firm, but it's the fact that you disagree. It is a huge act. It is a huge act in and of itself, just doing that alone. If that's all you are to do, that is huge.
That's right. That's right. Well, Joyce, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us on the broadcast today. We appreciate you and the work of Preborn. And again, keep up the great work that you all are doing.
Oh, thank you. You too, Pastor. Just bless you and your ministry.
Amen. Amen. Father, thank you, Lord, for Joyce. Thank you for all those that are part of the wonderful ministry of Preborn. Lord, thank you for the many, many babies that they've saved. And thank you for the many women, the moms, who've been saved along with their babies as well. Father, raise up more and more churches, more and more pastors, more and more believers that just want to get involved in this wonderful work of saving babies and doing our part to really help to show young women that these really are precious babies, gifts from you. And help us to do what we can. Help us to take it upon ourselves to pray more, to really intercede in view of all the spiritual warfare that happens at every single pregnancy center and that the spiritual warfare that happens at abortion centers as well. Thank you, Lord, for the fact that, again, even though we may or may not have the money to buy a whole machine ourselves, but we can do something. Help us to do what we can do. Thank you, again, for the wonderful work that Preborn is doing. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
Again, thank you, Joyce. You have a blessed day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you for being a part of our listening family. And again, that was Joyce M. Bartholomew with Preborn. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of Urban Family Talk, Urban Family Communications, or American Family Association.
Urban Family Talk. Urban Family Talk.